Charles, your host for the Barbershop Podcast. We're back on the air tonight, and definitely have something interesting I want to share with you guys. I know some of you have probably thought about it. Maybe you've even looked it up yourselves. I know when I see things becoming like a habitual occurrence on social media, I kind of want to go back and do some research. Recently, I was talking with some guys that were probably ages 18 to 22, somewhere around there, about an issue that they were pretty opinionated about. One of the young men that, out of sight of frustration and relief, when we started discussing this issue, so you could see that, you know, he was pretty stressed out about this. I decided, let's talk about what's really going on with you. And even though I didn't know these guys, they were complete strangers to me, I felt like becoming extremely intimate with them, really wanted to find out what was going on with them. And so, yeah, I do tend to talk to strangers like that. It's what I do. Anyway, he explained that he was tired of trying to meet the expectations of an overbearing mom. He was tired of trying to win the favor of his boss. That he was definitely pissed off for trying to be like yet another meme on social media. You guys heard that right. He was tired of trying to meet the standards of memes that he was seeing out there on social media. He said he was tired of looking on Snapchat, on Facebook, and, you know, Twitter and Tumblr. Do people still use Tumblr anyway? I don't know. Instagram, and so also you can find these things on Pinterest. He was tired of seeing all this stuff, and a lot of it was coming from his not-so-girlfriend. I guess that's probably somebody he was kind of in a relationship, and you guys know exactly what I'm talking about, because a lot of men are involved, yet they're not really involved. You know, you're just kind of casually doing something, and your partner probably thinks that you're completely committed. That's another topic for another day. At any rate, this woman, regularly texted relationship goals, and you guys have seen it, hashtag relationship goal, with a meme convincing him that he should be just like the cyber ad that she texted him early in the morning. Said he was tired of rolling over and looking at his phone and seeing another meme about something that he was supposed to aspire to be in order to make other people happy. And, you know, I'm not that old. I know exactly what he's talking about, and you guys probably do too. Let me say this, you know, memes have the net zero sum of being motivational for relationships. They really don't work, especially for us guys anyway, unless we're the ones sending some freaky hot sex on a platter porn stud kind of request through a meme. I mean, yeah, who wants to make his girlfriend or wife happy because of something she saw in an ad? Well, maybe you do. Maybe you're just a really kind-hearted guy. Maybe you're a pushover. I don't know. Maybe you really love the person you're with. But at some point, it can kind of get to be too much. And in this day and age, you know, really, as far as sending hot sex on a platter memes to anybody, guys, look, I just wouldn't do it. There are too many allegations. Boundaries are too loose. People misunderstand things or get angry about things later. Don't send those kind of memes to people, okay? But that's what he was talking about, and I thought, wow, this is something that the youth are really dealing with, and I see it, but are they willing to talk to each other about it? Well, we'll continue right after this. So we were talking about young guys getting these memes from girlfriends, or maybe husbands getting memes from wives or whoever, you know, on these cell phones, smartphones, we've all got them. And talking about the the heightened expectations that are sometimes created as a result. But, before we get any further, what is a meme? A lot of people really don't know where this came from. Once you know just what it is, the irony of it really grabs you. In 1976, an author by the name of Richard Dawkins wrote a book called The Selfish Gene. He wrote a book called The Selfish Gene. And in Dawkins's work, it was based on the idea that, that the more two individuals are genetically related, the more selfless they are with each other. That sounds great. That really does sound great when it comes to certain things, certain creations, certain species, I guess, right? But human beings, I don't know. I don't know. The word meme is French for the English word same. Now, isn't that something? Wow. The word meme is French for the word same. And now you're having that aha moment. Guys, when I found out that when I opened up Google and typed it in and wanted to know what is this really about, I was shocked. I was really shocked. Here we are sending memes out there that are saying, hey, I want you to be just like this. In a day and age in our American society where we're trying to get people to live more fulfilling lives through individual accomplishments grounded in purpose, right? So how do we do that when we are encouraging people to live by memes that we are self-promoting, right? Again, an aha moment. These memes function as web posters. Basically, that's what they are. They're made up of misrepresented quotes a lot of times, misrepresented quotes by famous people, past or present, along with the emotion-laden ideas of an anonymous creator, usually suffering some type of emotional inadequacy. They probably need to see a therapist for it, right? So these things come from a place where maybe people aren't whole. And often, men become the targets of these memes. If you don't believe me, you can go on Instagram, you can go on Pinterest, and if you just simply type in the word men, or if you type in the words good men in Pinterest or in Instagram, you'll find all kinds of things that people expect for you to be. And well, that just kind of goes against what it is to be a man in the first place, doesn't it? I mean, if somebody else gets to tell you who to be according to a web poster, what kind of freedom do you really have? Right? Are we just becoming like everybody else? Think about that, guys. I'll give you a few minutes. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'll talk about one of my favorite memes. So, guys, we're back, and as I said, I wanted to talk about one of my favorite memes, and it's really not one of my favorite memes. It's probably me being sarcastic, but really, and it could be any meme that starts out with the words "a real man." Okay, and I've talked to friends about this, I've talked to family members about this, and now I'm talking to you guys about this. That's one of the most dangerous concepts, is to have a web poster, a meme out there that tells you what a real man is and what a real man isn't. And let me add here, while I'm talking about it, it's very dangerous for anyone to put a meme out there about anybody's authenticity. So guys, be careful. Don't send a meme out there. You can do whatever you want, obviously, right? But you gotta really think about the message that you're sending. I mean, the passive aggressive message that you're sending to a woman when you say a real woman is, and you fill in the blank with whatever it is that your heart so desires. Because that's really what we're doing. We're creating these memes based on what it is that we personally want, which is a bit childish. Instead of us just going directly to the individual and asking for our need to be met or expressing some desires that we have, we put these things out on the internet. We develop a fan base, right? It gets promoted and shared and liked and commented on, and then we stick our cell phones up into our partners' faces and say, hey, look, the World Wide Web supports this, so you need to be this for me. Or sometimes it justifies our own bad behavior, okay? But yeah, those real man things. So I'll give an example. A real man is honest. Hey, I guess that cancels everybody. What man hasn't lied before? You know, a real man minds his manners. You mean if I've ever had bad manners, I suppose I'm not a real man at this point. A real man loves hard. Really? Says who? Right? A real man holds doors open for others. Well, holds doors open for what others? I mean, now guys, don't get me wrong. I like holding doors open for women, but does that make me a real man? Like, if I don't open the door for a woman, does it make me a real man? Like, she's a bodybuilder. She doesn't have to be a bodybuilder. Maybe she's a feminist. She wants to open the door herself. Maybe she didn't grow up around people who did those things. Maybe she thinks that she doesn't need that. She doesn't want that. Am I not a real man now? So you see how dangerous this stuff gets, you know? A real man says what he feels. Well, what if he doesn't say what he feels because what he says may make him look like a jerk? Or he could come off as a jerk or a crude person, right? Then, because he tried to be gentlemanly and kind of correct his tongue before he made a mistake, well, he's not a real man. These things are very, very dangerous. And these are the things that those young men were talking about. And the last thing on one of my favorite memes is, a real man is not offended by any of those things. Yeah, right. Nobody's a man by those standards. And guys, if you think a man made this meme, yeah, think again. He did. Whoever thought a billboard could really make you feel so humiliated, you know? And that's just what memes are. Reminders to all of us to buy something someone else has and to be something someone else is. We have to be a copy of a two-dimensional graphic. Think about that, guys. We'll be right back. So we're back and we're talking about these memes and trying to live up to the standards of web posters. We were talking about the word meme being French and its English translation meaning same. And so a lot of times when you see a meme, someone is saying to you, be the same as what's presented in that meme, in that web poster, in that ad. And that's really, really unfair. And it's also extremely unfair in relationships because we basically are trying to push another individual to give us what we feel we deserve when that may not be in that individual's capacity. If we're trying to use web posters, right, to convince somebody to love us the right way, maybe we made a bad choice. Maybe we need to go somewhere else, right? Maybe we need to find that other thing if we think that other thing is out there. And I'm a huge fan of Wayne Dyer, guys. And you know, Wayne Dyer will tell you that happiness doesn't exist out there. Happiness is within. But I want to tell you what memes can do in relationships, and it's extremely dangerous. Memes help foster an environment of limerence. Not of love, but of limerence. You see, that's what gets trickier, is that in making efforts to be the meme or the same and create feelings, a lot of men, and women too, get involved with limerence. Young people aren't really developing love. A lot of people aren't really developing love in relationships. You know, they're letting memes lessen the chances of ever being loved or being loving to someone else. All right? That's what's really, really key here. And that's the unfair part. Because when somebody is pushing memes down your throat or through your smartphone, they're telling you, you're not doing it the right way for me. I don't like how you see me. I want you to see me the way I see me. Well, again, sounds like a bit of an issue there. Now, we can try. We definitely need to try to love people the way they feel they deserve to be loved. But there is a difference between making an effort and being manipulated. So, you know, I think it's very, very important for us to take a step back from how social media impacts our relationships. Because this is a very, very dangerous thing. It's a very dangerous concept. And I can tell you guys, you know, when we talk about love and limerence, wow, that's a podcast show that can go on forever, and we just don't have that kind of time. But I wanted to share with you what these young men were talking about. Not only, they weren't just talking about relationships with women. They were talking about waking up and seeing yet another meme, no matter who it was from, that suggested to them that they had to be something different than what they desired to be. And one of the goals of the barbershop group is to have men reach a place of freedom in their own minds, to take the chains off of their minds, okay, so that men are no longer bound by false expectations, so they can create their own realities and their own happiness. And I don't think that memes are going to help us do it. So at any rate, guys, I just wanted to come on tonight and talk to you about that. Maybe if you have some questions, you can call in. But I wanted to share that with you because they're everywhere. They are everywhere. Instagram, Pinterest, you'll see them everywhere. And they get circulated all day long. But it's very, very dangerous for our psyche. That's all I have for you today. Hopefully, we'll be back on air within a few days with a great, great interview by a human resource consultant. He's got some information that needs to be shared with all of us. Until then, be good. We'll talk to you later.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.